Listen, Doug Ansor is the only candidate using race to divide people in this election and attack the lieutenant governor on his long record of service. Ansor should apologize for his insensitive comments so that we can just all move on.
You sent a letter. Have you called the Gansel campaign? Have you sent them a letter? And have you gotten any response from them?
No, we've not gotten any response from the Ganser campaign. And other than what we're reading in the news, like I'm sure many of your listeners are reading, it doesn't seem like he's very interested in admitting he made a mistake.
There anything that Doug Gansler said that was factually inaccurate?
Well, I mean, I think there was a lot of things. I don't think he's going to win the majority of votes in Prince George's County. And, I don't think, I think that's all a matter of your interpretation, right? But the fact of the matter is, it is also very, very clear that I think the biggest inaccurate statement is that our slogan, is "Vote for me. I want to be the first African American, governor." That's just factually inaccurate. As a matter of fact, as the Post rightly pointed out, Doug Ansor is the only one in this campaign talking about race. And I think that's one of the things that he should apologize for, because it's not an accurate statement. And like you've been to many of the events with Lieutenant Governor, and listen, he's focused on issues that are actually really important, right? He's been running a campaign about job creation, about education and health disparities. And frankly, he's been running a campaign that's about being an inspiration to the next generation of young Mailanders, telling them, look, you can be the son of an immigrant. You can graduate from Harvard. You can serve your country in the military. You can be elected lieutenant governor. And then you can run a campaign for governor based on real issues, real ideas, and not personal attacks.
I know you've been asked this by others, so I'll ask it just on my behalf. Doug Gansler and the Gansler campaign said that your campaign was behind the recording and getting it leaked to the Washington Post. Your response to that?
It's just silly.
Had nothing to do with the camp. Nothing to do with the recording. That's, as you say, that's
No,
just silly.
we had nothing to do with it. And the fact of the matter is, the Washington Post was very clear about their article.
Fair
I
enough.
understand why Gansler would sort of make those comments. And the fact of the matter is, if I had said those things and been recorded, I'd want to change the subject too. But the simple truth is, the only one responsible for Doug Gansler's comments are Doug Gansler, and he should take responsibility.